SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, the federal government says it doesn't fear a backlash over the suspension of Senator Fatima Payman. Calls for the ban on live sheep exports to come in sooner. And in sport, the United States out of the Copa America. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government says it's not concerned any backlash from the suspension of Senator Fatima Payman could cost it substantially at the next election. This morning's Labor Party caucus meeting in Canberra unanimously agreed to a motion supporting Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's decision to suspend Senator Payman for crossing the floor in a vote about Palestinian statehood and her saying that she might do so again. It comes as the Australian newspaper is reporting an Islamic organisation called the Muslim Vote is seeking candidates to run in seats in Sydney and Melbourne that have incumbent Labor Party MPs and substantial Muslim populations. But Finance Minister Katy Gallagher says the next election will be primarily fought on issues other than the conflict in the Middle East.
We haven't come at this from an electoral point of view. I mean, this is a challenging issue for everyone across the community, and we will campaign as you would expect a government to campaign, really on the focus of the things that matter to people, predominantly cost of living. You know, how do they make ends meet? What's happening, you know, with their pay, their bills? And that's why, you know, tax cuts, energy bill relief, and all of those measures have been so important.
The federal opposition says it will force major players in the supermarket and hardware sectors to sell subsidiary businesses or investments as a last resort in the case of anti-competitive behaviour. The coalition pledges their divestiture policy will address allegations of land banking, anti-competitive discounting, and unfairly passing costs on to suppliers. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says rising pressure on household budgets makes this policy necessary.
We have a real problem with the situation as people feel every day when they go to the supermarket. And it's a similar situation with Bunnings as well, which has significant market share. And we think that distinguishes it from other areas of the economy.
The government has consistently ruled out introducing divestiture powers. The Greens are calling for the federal government's live sheep export ban to come in sooner. Live exports by sea will be banned from May 2028 onwards after the government's bill to ban the trade passed the Senate late last night. Greens Senator Dorinda Cox says animal welfare demands that the ban be expedited.
I think it's a great moment for animal welfare in this country, but it's still 4 years away, and we would obviously like to see that that it happens sooner. Of course we would, when it concerns animal welfare. What we want to do is continually work with communities in relation to the transition.
Tensions within the New South Wales state opposition have calmed, but opposition leader Mark Speakman admits he probably won't get an apology from a former frontbencher who sharply criticised him. Tensions between the Liberals and the Nationals were sparked when Upper House National Party member Wes Fang was sacked from his frontbench post last week by Mr. Speakman. This was due to him claiming in a social media post that Mr. Speakman only pretended to care about his hometown of Wagga Wagga. Mr. Fang was angered by Mr. Speakman going to Wagga Wagga last Wednesday without telling him. Mr. Speakman says the Liberals and the Nationals will unite, as intended, to take on the Labor government.
We have had some robust but very civil conversations over the last several days, and I'm very confident we can go forward as a firm and united coalition. We have a common problem in New South Wales, and that's this Labor government that is failing the people.
Updating sport and in football, the United States is out of the Copa America, failing to advance past the group stage on their home turf. Uruguay has beaten the US 1-0 in Kansas City. That, combined with Panama's 3-1 win over Bolivia in Orlando, consigns the US to finishing third in their group. Uruguay and Bolivia now advance to the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, the last two quarterfinalists at the European Championship in Germany will be determined in the early hours of tomorrow morning. Austria will play Turkey in one round of 16 clash, while the Netherlands will play Romania in the other. The Dutch have come in for criticism after a performance in the group stage that saw them only barely advance the last 16. Dutch coach Ronald Koeman says the criticism will be a motivation.
We are a proud nation. We like to win. We like to play nice football. But not always happened. And we take the critics, no problem. And we like to turn it for tomorrow and to make the people happy about the final result.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.